Today's daf is Tainis Daf Chof Hey, and we are three lines from the bottom of Daf Chof Dalid Amid Beis Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Today's daf is being learned as a Schos Refuah Shalema. The Shlomo Ben Sarah Aliza, Avadia Ben Miriam Leia, Moshe Abba Ben Devora, Devora Bas Mecha, Shmu Ben Tehila, Chaim Aharim Ben Fega, Tamar Bas Chasida from Arifka, Eliyoza Ben Brindel, Mordechai Yisrael Ben Esther, Chana Rivka Bas Freida, Menachem Mendel Bas Rochel Mendel, Gittel Bas Chaya, Gedalia Eliezer Ben Roiza, Malka Miriam Bas Esther, Rivka Bas Esther, Sora Shainzel Bas Yittel, Eliyo Ben Silla, Hena Perel Bas Yecheved, Rafal Kahas Ben Fega, and Baruch Ben Rachel. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilui Nishmas, Sima Bas Chanoich, and Le'ilui Nishmas, Miriam Shainzel Bas Yibodel Chaim Toivim, Rebbe Ephraim Shimon. And I just want to say that the Mara Mekoimos that are put together every day for each individual daf, the note section of the new app, are done Le'ilui Nishmas Miriam Shendel Bas Yibodel Chaim Toivim Rebbe Ephraim Shimon. So to may today's learning and really all of the Harbatzas HaTorah that comes about through that Avodas HaKodesh be a schus and an aliyah for the neshama of Miriam Shendel Bas Yibodel Chaim Toivim Rebbe Ephraim Shimon. So today's daf, like so many of the most recent dafin, is a classic Agada to daf. Today is classic Shebe classic, and it begins with one of the best known memories in Shas. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Bechol Yoim V'Yoim, every single day, Baskol Yoitzei Sveoimeres. There's a Baskol that emanates and says, quote, Kol Ha'olam Kuloi Nizoim B'Shvil Chanina B'ni. The entire world is being supported in the Schus of my son Chanina, referring to the great Tana, Reb Chanina Ben Doiso. The Chanina Beni, but continues the Basko and says that my son Chanina, Dayoi Bekav Chruva Me'erev Shabbos La'erev Shabbos. He gets so little from all the Hashpa that comes into the world in his chos. What does he take? A kav chruvim. A kav is a sheer chruvim of caribs, which traditionally in Shas is considered meichel behemo, or at the very least, a very, very inferior type of food. And all he takes is a kav chruvim me'erev Shabbos le'erev Shabbos. Rav Chanina Ben Doiso was a tremendous, tremendous tzaddik. And the Baskol says every single day that the entire world is being supported because of the tzidkis of Rav Chanina Ben Doiso. So all the hashpois, everything that people have is coming because of who? Rav Chanina Ben Doiso. Okay, so what would you think Rav Chanina Ben Doiso is getting out of all this? All he takes is a kav chruvim erev Shabbos l'erev Shabbos, not even a pas b'melach. All it is a kav chruvim. So we're going to get back to this Gemara, Metz Hashem in the raid. But just before we go weiter, it sounds like from the Gemara that this Baskol is something that is heard every single day, meaning even today. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. The Amora Rav Yehuda said in the name of his great Rebbe, the Amora Rav, Bechol Yoim V'Yoim, every single day, Baskol Yoitzis V'Yimeres Kol Oilum Nizam B'Shvil Chanina B'ni. Now, Rav Yehuda Marav lived way after the Petir of Rav Chanina Ben Doiso, and it sounds like this Baskol still was emanating. So the Marsha asks the Kasha, says the Marsha, you have to say that even though the way the Gemara is written is in Lashon Hoiva, as if it's happening right now, but Rav Yehuda Marav didn't mean that in his times there was a Baskol that said, Kol Olam Kuloi Nizam Mishvil Chanina Beni, because Rav Chanina Ben Doiso wasn't alive anymore. And certainly today, says the Marsha, there's no Baskol that says, Kol Olam Kuloi Nizam Mishvil Chanina Beni, but rather, what Rabbi Yehuda Marav meant to say was that at the time the Rabbi Chanina Ben Doiso was alive, he was a tzaddik that was sustaining the world, and therefore that was the Baskol that came out. Rabbi Yaakov Emden, in his Agos Yaivitz, he says what the Marsha says. He just adds one knetch, and he says, could be the reason Rabbi Yehuda Marav said it in the present tense, even though clearly this Baskol is not a Baskol that comes out every day, it's because just like in the times of Rav Chanina Ben Doiso, there was a Baskol that said, Kol Olam Kuloi Nizam B'Shvil Chanina B'ni, there is a similar Baskol that is Yoitzeis V'Oimeres in every single generation. Who is the tzaddik that's mentioned in that Baskol, that Kol Olam Kuloi Nizam B'Shvilai? It depends. Every single dar is different. But the point is, just like Rav Chanina Ben Doiso, B'Shaitai, he, in his with his chusam, was able to support the entire world. Every single dar, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, has such a tzaddik. And that's why Rav Yehuda Marav said, Bechol Yoim V'Yoim Baskol Yoitzis V'Yimeres, as if to say the Baskol is still coming out today, because it is. Maybe not the nusach of B'Shvil Chanina B'ni, but instead of Rav Chanina, replace it with a different tzaddik, whoever the tzaddik of that Torah is going to be. Again, we're going to get back to this in the rate. Says the Gemara, have a regila de visu lemichma tanura kol maile de shabata. So Reb Chanina Medaisa was very poor. But he himself, all he had was a kav cheruvim, a Erev Shabbos, l'Erev Shabbos. Now, Reb Chanina ben Doisa's wife, every Erev Shabbos, she would heat up her oven. Now, the truth is, she didn't have any bread to heat up her oven with. They were eating cheruvim, literally. That's what the Gemara says. But at the same time, she was embarrassed because here, all her neighbors are preparing for Shabbos, and she doesn't have what to prepare. So, she acted as if she was preparing for Shabbos. V'shadyak tarta. What she would do is, she would take a certain spice, she would put it into the oven that would cause the smoke to start rising, similar to the mala ashan that was put into the k'tayres, mishum kisufa, simply because she was embarrassed and she wanted to make it look as if she's really preparing for Shabbos. Says the Gemara, havala hach shebevata bishta. She had a neighbor that wasn't a nice person. Amra, and she said, mechti yadani de les suv lamidi. I know Reb Chanina ben Doisa's wife doesn't have anything. My kulehai, what's going on over here? I see smoke coming out of her house. Let's be honest. She doesn't have anything. Azal v'tarfa abava. So she went knocking on Reb Chanina ben Doisa's door, poshet to embarrass the Rebbetzin of Reb Chanina ben Doisa. The Gemara says, Ichsefa. Reb Chanina ben Doisa's wife opened up the door. She sees her neighbor, and she was so mortified. She was so embarrassed because she's about to be exposed, and she's going to realize that she's not really baking or cooking for Shabbos. So she went into one of the inner rooms, poshet to hide. The Gemara says, this woman, this neighbor, goes to the oven. She opens it up. It's Avid Lanisa. A miracle happened. The Chazil Tanur Mari Lachma. She saw that the tanur, the oven, was filled with bread. V'agana. And there were troughs and baskets that were Mali Lisha with kneaded dough. Amrullah. So she starts screaming, Planisa, Planisa. You know, Mrs. Rebbetzin, I see Masa. Go quickly bring a shovel to Kacharach Lachmek. You have to do Radiyas Hapas. You have to remove all the bread from the oven because the bread is about to burn. Amrullah. She said, Afanallah Hachiali. Where do you think I am? Why do you think I'm one of the inner rooms? I'm going to get that keli. I need it to go ahead and take my bread. Zokti Maratan, we learned to the Brisa. Afi Lahavi Marda Nichnasa. When she said that she went to go get this shovel, that's really where she was. What do you mean? She knew she had no bread. Says the Gemara, Mipnesha Melumedes Benisim Hoysa. Because she was used to miracles happening in her house. So she knew that Hashem was going to perform this miracle for her to spear her the bizyoinus. So she taka went there to go get it. Meaning, ordinarily, she wasn't going to have a Shabbos. But as soon as this setup happened, she knew that's where she was going. Talk to Gemara. Amrele Devisnu. Ademus Nezel Venitzar Kulehar. So Bechanina Mendoisa has tremendous koyach. He has a tremendous koyach tefila, like we saw in the last Gemara on Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis. He's a tremendous tzaddik. In fact, all the hashpois of Parnassa in the world came as a result of the chassidus and the tzidkus of Reb Chanina ben Doisa. You see clearly, if a miracle had to happen, a miracle could happen. So finally, the Rebbetzin was a little frustrated, and she said, "Ad emas nezel v'netzar kulehai." We're, you know, it's so bizarre. What can we do? We need to figure out an etzah. Amalasi told the man, "Avid, what do you want me to do?" So she said, "What do you mean, boy rachmi? The nezvach loch midi, just daven that we should have something." Zok the Gemara, "Boy rachmi, Reb Chanina ben Doisa daven." And as soon as he daven, yotzesakam and pieces yad, a hand came down from Shemayim, v'yovel ochad kar the psar de dahava, and gave him a golden leg of a table. So it looked like the leg of a table, and it was made of gold. The Gemara says, the next day, Reb Chanina ben Doisa told his wife, Chazoi Bechelma, I saw in a dream, that Asidi Tzadiki, the Achli Apsoir de Dahava, that the Tzadikim, the greatest of the Tzadikim, in Shamayim, they're sitting, and they're eating on a golden table, the Isla Tlas Kari, that has three legs. Va'at, Oichelos Apsoir de Trey Kari. But we're eating on a table that only has two legs. Amrale, Nichalach de Mechel, so Amar Loz, the Gersa, so he told her, do you want to eat that way? So, Achli Kuli Alma Apsoir de Mishlam, Vanan Apsoir de Mechsor, meaning, are you okay with this? Because that's what's going on in Shamayim now. They just gave us one of the legs of our table that we're supposed to have in Shemayim. Are you okay with that? Amrlei, she says, no, I'm actually not okay. So she said, Umay Navit, so what should we do? So she said again, Boy Rachmi de Lishke Linuminach, daven that they should take back this golden leg. Boy Rachmi, Rachim and Doisa daven again, Vishaklu, and they took it. Tana, we learned in the Brisa. Godol Hoyo Nes Achroin, Yoiser Min Harishin. The second miracle was a greater miracle than the first miracle, the Gemiri, because we have a tradition, the Meyav Yav Mishkal Oishalk. It's much easier to get something from Shemayim. It's much more difficult in the world of Moifsim to be able to give something back. And therefore, there was a Brisa that commented on this story and that said that Godol Hoyo Nes Achroin, Yoiser Min Harishin. So this is the well known story with Reb Chanina Mendoisa's wife and her neighbor. It's interesting, the Gemara brought two brises that commented on this story. Right, the first brisa was Tana Afi Lahavi Mirada Nichnasam Ibnesha Milamedis Benisa. When she went into the inner room, as soon as her neighbor came, why'd she go? She actually went to go get something, some fork, to be able to take the bread out of the oven, because she knew a miracle was about to happen. And then a second brisa, Gadol Hoya Nes Achron Yosem Arishon. So this was a story that was studied clearly by the Talmudists. Two brises that are mefarish exactly what happened in this story. But the Gemara is going to continue now to talk more about Rav Chanina Medoisa. Chad Bei Shimshi, one Erev Shabbos, Chazir Labar to Davos Atzivo. Rav Chanina Medoisa saw his daughter and she looked very sad. Amar Lo, he said, Biti, my Atzivos, why are you so sad? Amar Le, she told him, Kli Shel Chaymetz Neschalifli B'Kli Shel Shemet. I had a jug of vinegar and a jug of oil. And by mistake, when I lit my Shabbos candles, instead of putting the oil in, I put the chaymetz in. V'hidlakta mimeno ar l'Shabbos. What's the problem? The problem is chaymetz is vinegar. Vinegar doesn't burn. Oil burns. So she said, I'm going to end up having no candles tonight. And as a result, she was very sad. Amar lo. So Rabbi Chanina told his daughter, Biti, my ichbaslan, why are you so worried? Misha amar l'shemen v'yidlik, hu yayim l'chaymetz v'yidlik. What makes oil burn? Kadosh Baruch Hu makes oil burn. No? So the same Ebishter that makes oil burn can make chaymetz, he can make vinegar burn. Tana, hayadaylik v'hayla chalyam kula. Again, a brisa commented on this story. And that was that this maisa shahaya kachaya happened, that the chaymetz lit and it burnt the entire day. Ache viyu mimeno arla havdala. So much so they were able to use it for arfa havdala. Chanina Mendoza havla hanach izi. We're going to get back to that as well. Chanina Mendoza had goats. Amri le, kamaf sedon. So the neighbors started complaining. They said, Rab Chanina Bendoisa, your goats, they're causing us damage. As in, Bavakamu, Niske Mamun, Amar. He said, Ikom Mafsa. And he says, I don't know if you're telling the truth or not, but it's very easy for us to resolve the dispute. So this is a very unconventional way of reconciling a Chayshim Mishpat situation. He said like this, if it's true what you're saying, Ikom Mafsudan Nechlinu Duvi, may my goats be eaten by beers. V'ilay, and if it's not true, Kol Chad V'chad Teisni L'Urta Duba B'Karnayo. Let each one of my goats come home tonight after Drengzich in the Wald, and let them come with beers in between their horns. And Gemara says, La'urta, they waited, and at night, I see kol chada v'chada duba b'karnayu. Each one of these goats came with a beer inside their horns. Clearly, Rav Chanina Mendoza's animals were not causing them any damage. And again, this brings out the incredible superpower of Rav Chanina Mendoza. Havalei ahisha b'vasa, the kabanya beiser. Rav Chanina Mendoza had a neighbor, a woman. She was building a house, v'lei mati kishuri, and the beams weren't reaching as far as they had to. They weren't going from wall to wall. Asi l'kamei, so she came to Rav Chanina Mendoza. Amalei, she said, b'nisni beisi, I built a house, v'lei kamati kishuri, and my beams, they're not long enough. Amalei, he told him, mashmech, what's your name? Amalei, Aiku. My name is Aiku. Amar, Aiku, Nimtu Kishurayach, may your beams become longer. Tana, again a brisa. Higiyu, Achin, Yatza, Amalekam, Amalekam. Bunch of brises over here commenting on these stories. Interesting. So the beams, they started stretching themselves. It stretched an Amma this way, an Amma that way. In fact, it was literally overstretched. The Eshem, some say, what happened was sniffing us on. That the beams didn't stretch, but rather something came, something external suddenly attached itself to the beam. Either way, she had whatever she wanted. Tanya, another price of Plimo Yomer. Plimo said, I saw the house of this story. I saw the beams, they were literally not long enough, but too long. They were protruding an Amma this way, an Amma that way. For Amr Lian, they told me regarding that house. I mean, it was a funny looking house. So they said, what is this house? They said, this is the house that Rav Chanina Mendoza was able to make a moifis with his tefillah. It's interesting. The Gemara says that this woman comes to Rav Chanina Mendoza. She says she has a problem with the beams of her house. So he asks her, Mashmech, what's your name? Amr Lay Aiko. My name is Aiko. We had a similar idea in yesterday's daf, on daf Chav Gimel Amid Beis, where the Gemara says the Ramani went to Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elyashiv, and he said that his wife doesn't like the way his wife looks, and as a result, he wants a bracha that she should look nicer. So Amalei, he said, Mashma, what's her name? Chana. Her name is Chana. Nu Tisyapi Chana. In both cases, before this tefillah happened, he had to know her name. Right, Rabbi Yisrael Yashiv wanted to know the name of Ramani's wife. And in this Gemara, Rabbi Chanina Mendoza asks this woman what her name is. So you see, there's an inyan that when a person davens for somebody, you have to know the name, even have to say the name. reminds me a little of a kvittel, right? You go to the Rebbe, you go to the big tzaddik for a bracha, so he wants to see your name. Mashmo, chana shmo, oh, tisyapi chana. He says, mashmo, what's your name? Aiku, oh, Aiku, your beams should get longer. Either way, Reb Chanina Medaisa, mehechan avalu izin. So the Gemara says, I have one problem with this story. So Reb Chanina Medaisa had goats, and the goats went, and the neighbors were complaining. Turns out it wasn't even true, but Faith the Gemara, there's a balabatish a question on this story. Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa had goats? Where do you have goats? Number one, he was an Arman. You're not allowed to raise a behemadak in Eretz Yisrael. A goat is a behemadak. You're not allowed to have a behemadak in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Pinchas said, I'll tell you with another story. Maisa, there was a story of Avar Adam Echad al Pesach Beis. There was a person that passed his house, and he left Tarnagoylam there. So a Yid left Tarnagoylam outside the house of Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa. Umatzasan ishtoish Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa. Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa's wife found it. V'amar lo, and he told her, "Atoichni bi beitzeim. Don't eat from the eggs of these Tarnagoylam. Because, meaning it's not ours, so just don't touch it. The Hirbu baits in the Tarnagoylam. What happened was Tarnagoylam were here for a very long time, and they started laying eggs, and then those Tarnagoylam started laying more eggs, and it was Yontif in the Vachin, Vahim et Sirenoysam, and it was very hard. It's not theirs. They're so poor, and they're literally attending to someone else's Tarnagoylam and baits him. At some point, Reb Chanina ben Doisa said, "Umachran, if you want, you can sell it. Sell it." The Kana b'dmeim, he took the money and he bought izin. He bought goats. Pam achas avar oisa adam shavdi menor tarnagolim. One day, the person that had lost the tarnagolim passed this house. Amal chaveroi, and he tells his friend, "You know something? This is the place. Bekan he nachti at tarnagolim shali. This is where I lost my tarnagolim." Says the Gemara, "Shamer Reb Chanina." Reb Chanina overheard this conversation. Amal oisa, he told him, "Yesh loch behen simin. Do you have a simin? Elu metzias 101. Amal leim hein. I do have a simin. Nasan lei simin." He gave him the simin. Rav Chanina ben Doisa said, "Beseder, accepted v'natal as a izin," and he gave him back the izin. Zok the Gemara, you want to know where Rav Chanina ben Doisa had goats? V'hein hein izi da'isi dubi b'karnayu. That's how we had goats, and those are the goats that brought back the beers in between its horns. Either way, this concludes the portion of today's daf that deals with the classic Gemaras related to Rav Chanina ben Doisa, and we go now me'inyin le'inyin ba'oisa inyin. The next Gemara is going to talk about the Amora, Rabbi Lazar ben Pedas. Now, Rabbi Lazar ben Pedas was an Amora, not to be confused with the Tana, Rabbi Lazar ben Shamua. So Stam Rabbi Lazar, when it's a Tana, is Rabbi Lazar ben Shamua. He was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. Stam Amora Rabbi Lazar is Rabbi Lazar ben Pedas. He was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. In fact, we spoke at a raid bite in the beginning of the Masechta from Rabbi Ruvi Margolis that Rabbi Lazar wasn't just a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, but every single thing that Rabbi Lazar said was Rabbi Yochanan midaber mitoich groinai. So the Gemara is now going to tell a story about the Amora Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar ben Pedas dechikalei milsa. He was very, very poor. Tufa. Ovan milsa. He once had to go to the doctor to give blood for bloodletting purposes. But he had nothing to eat afterwards. Now, if someone bloodlets and he doesn't eat, it can be very, very dangerous. But he needed to eat. And he didn't have what to eat. So Shogel borrowed the tumah. He took a clove of garlic, and he threw it into his mouth. After he did that, he wasn't feeling well. In fact, it seems that he became sick, venim, and he fell into some sleep. Ozel Rabbanu l'shulebe, the Rabbanu came to visit him, chazu, and they saw when he was in this stupor, the kabachi, he was crying, v'chayich, he was smiling, v'nofek tzutzisa denur me'apuse, and there were sparks that were coming out of his shteren, out of his forehead. Ki'ita, when he woke up, amalei, they told him, "Maitami kabachis v'chayichis, why were you crying and then laughing?" Amalei, I'll tell you why. Tavi Yosef imi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I fell into a very, very deep sleep. And in that sleep, I had a dream. And in that dream, I was sitting next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I asked him, "Ad masai itztar b'hai alma?" He says, "I'm struggling so much in this world." He's an Arman, and now he wasn't well. He said, "How much longer am I going to have to be b'tzar?" V'amar li, meaning he wanted to have a Yeshua. He said, "I don't want to be in so much tzar." So the Ebishter said, "Elazah b'ni nichalach da'afche la'alma me'resha." If you want, I can destroy the world, start the world all over again, literally from Bereshis Bara Lekimas Hashemayim Vesaretz, Efshad Mesial Despeshayit Demezoini. And maybe in that new world, you'll have a better mazel, and maybe that mazel will be a mazel that you'll have Mezoini. You'll have Parnasa. Meaning, like this, you'll have what you need. What the Ebishter was telling Rabbi Lazar is Mezoini is b'mazel Talya Milsa. And your mazel right now is not to have Mezoinis. Now, if you want, I can destroy the world, we can start all over again, and maybe you'll have a new mazel. So the Gemara says, "Amri l'kamei, I told the Ebishter, kulei hai v'efsher," meaning what Hashem tell him? Efsher the Mesialdus Beshaita the Mezoini. If I start the world over again, maybe that time you'll have Mezoinus. So he says, you're going to go through all that, you're going to start the world from the beginning, and it's only going to be a Suffolk? No, he says, if that's the case, I'm not so sure I want it. But he says, before I make my final decision, I have a follow-up question. Amrilei, I asked Hashem, did I live most of my life? Or is most of my life still to come? I mean, he wanted to know how much longer he was going to have to be on this world and suffer. It was very, very hard for him. Amalei dechayis. He says, you already lived the majority of your life. Amalei kameis. If that's the case, I'm kem loibeina. Don't destroy the world. Don't start all over again. I'll continue living the way I'm living, is what it is. Zokta gemara amalei debish to told me. Bahai agra da amris loibeina. In the schar that you said loibeina, that you're willing to continue to go through your life and suffer with azelcha nesioinus. And even though I just gave you an out, I gave you an opportunity to start all over again, but at the same time, you're willing to look away. I'm going to tell you what your Olam Haba is going to look like. In your Olam Haba, you're going to have Tlaser Ri Narvasa. You can have 13 rivers, the Mishcha Farsamain, with a Farsamain oil, Tachin, very, very clear, and it's going to be flowing Kiparas Vidiglix, like the Tigris and the Euphrates rivers. The Mangus Moon, you're going to have tremendous pleasure from him. I'm really amazed. I told the Abish, Haivasu Lai, that's it. That's my whole Olam Haba. So he told me, I have to spread the wealth. You're not the only person that's going to get Olam Haba. Other people also can have Olam Haba. I gave you a nice portion. You can have 13 of these rivers. I can't give you everything. I'm relay. So I told Abish, no, I'm not saying take it away from someone that's going to get Olam Haba, but there must be a lot of people that you allocated a portion of Olam Haba to, but at the end of the day, they're not going to merit a portion of Olam Haba. So let me take their Olam Haba. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Loza told them, when I told this to Hashem, Machim bas gutla apusai, he snapped his fingers on my forehead, and he told me, Elazar, Bri, my son Elazar, Giri Bach Giri, may arrows come to you, whatever exactly that means. Regardless, Sir Elazar says, you want to know why I was crying, and then I was smiling, and then all of a sudden sparks were coming out of my head. This is the rest of the story. I was crying, I was diving to the Abish, I said, I can't deal with this anymore, it's so much tzar, I can't, every day is such a struggle. But then I was smiling, because the Abish told me that you already lived most of your life, you don't have to deal with this Nesayim for that much longer, and you're going to get tremendous Schar and Olam Haba for everything that you've gone through. So of course I was smiling. He said, but then I was trying to finagle a little bit more Olam Haba, and they would just snap me on my forehead, and the sparks that you saw, that's where the sparks came from. So just three very, very, very short ha'aris. The first one is, the Gemara tells the story about Rabbi Lazar, who was very poor. He went to a doctor, he took out blood, he didn't have anything to eat, so he quickly takes this clove of garlic, and what happened? All of a sudden, he became sick. There's a well-known Gemara, a Gemara we talk about a lot, another classic. In Masechtas Brachas, Daf Hei Amidays, the Gemara says, Rabbi Lazar Chala, Rabbi Lazar was sick, and Ola Gabe Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar's Rebbe, came to be Mevakar Chayla. And the Gemara said that he saw he was crying, and he asked him, why are you crying? And he famously told him, Al Hai Shufra the Balabar, says, Rabbi Yochanan, I'm crying because I know one day you're going to die, you my Rebbe, I know you're going to die, and you're so handsome, Al Hai Shufra the Balabar. That's a classic Gemara. The Marshan, that Gemara, Brachas Daf Hei Amidays, says that when did this happen? Rabbi Lazar was sick, and Rabbi Yochanan came to be Mevakar Chayla. He says, "I ain't tainus daf chafeim et aleph." It's pashit. This is where it happened. That's the first, very, 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 very short hara. The second hara is the Gemara described the Olam Haba of Rabbi Lazar ben Padas. What's the Olam Haba? 13 rivers of mishcha afar samoin dachin. Very, very clear. Afar samoin oil. Shemen zayis zach. Right. It was very, very clear. Afar samoin oil. The Marsha says this is all a mashal. Of course. Olam Haba is Ayin Leirah, so Lekimzu Osecha. We don't know what Olam Haba really is. But he says, isn't it interesting that Chazal used Afar Samoin as the mashal to explain Olam Haba? So he says, V'yesh Loimar, because throughout Shas, Afar Samoin was always something that smelled good. Afar Samoin was used as some form of perfume. It was something that smelled good. So he says, we know the Gemara says, Koil HaNeshama Tahalal Ka. What's the Hanah that the Neshama has Hanah from? It's the Chush HaReach. The Chush HaReach is the one Chush, like the Bnei Yisrael says over and over and over again, that it didn't sin by the Chet of the Eitz Hadas. And that's why the Chush HaReach is always a Chush Ruchni. It says, Olam Haba, which is a Tainig Ruchni. So what did Chazal use as the Mashal to explain Olam Haba? We use use afarsamayin, because afarsamayin, the ikur benefit is through chushareach. Chushareach is a tainig ruchni. That's what Olam Haba is. Olam Haba is ein b'lo yachil v'lo yishtiya. What is it? It's tainig ruchni. Afarsamayin is tainig ruchni, because the chushareach is a chush that's tainig ruchni. One final aura I saw years ago in one of the svarim of the Chafetz Chaim. Chafetz Chaim says Rabbi Elazar ben Padas has this dream and he's sitting next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it bothers him so much that he doesn't have the mazel of mezoini, and the Eibishter tells him, he says, listen, if you want, I can make it happen. This is what I'm going to have to do. I'm going to have to destroy the world. We're going to start all over again. And then maybe in that new world, your mazel is going to be to have mezoini. So he said, kulay haiva ulay, right? All this, and it's only efshar? Only maybe I'm going to have it. He says, if that's the case, did I live the majority of my life? I'm still going to live the majority of my life. He tells him, oh, most of your life is done. It's fine. He's okay. So Chafetz Chaim said, I understand. Why did David have to destroy the whole world? Why does he have to start the world all over again? Right? The most obvious question in the Gemara. Let Rabbi Elazar come back to life again. Why do we have to start from Bereshis Bar Elokim as Hashemayim Vesaris? Why couldn't Hashem simply tell Rabbi Elazar, if you want, Rabbi Elazar, I'll take you away, you'll come back, a new Gilgal, and in that world, maybe you'll have Mezoini. Why does Hashem need to start the world again from the first verse in Genesis? Said the Chafetz Chaim, the reason is because really every single thing that happens in every single dar is interconnected with things that happened in previous generations. And you can't just go ahead and take one detail of one dar and tweak it and change it, because it's part of a bigger picture. And the only way to change the mazel of Rabbi Elazar would be by starting the world all over again. And maybe in that new Brias HaOlam, it could be in the new Bereishis Bara Elokim Es HaShamayim Es HaAretz, maybe there Rabbi Elazar's mazel is going to be an under a mazel. But Chafetz Chaim said, you can't change one prat. You can't change one detail. And he says, if you think about it, it's a tremendous insight into understanding tzaddik v'raloi, rasha v'toivloi. That was really what Rabbi Elazar was saying. He says, I understand. Why do I have to suffer like this? Why? Mehecha teisi. Why does it have to be this way? And really the answer, what the Eibishter was telling Rabbi Elazar was, he says, Rabbi Elazar, you don't understand that you're looking at your life on such a micro level, but you can't do that. You have to understand there's a big picture. There's a big picture that started 5,782 years ago. And really, this is all part of one Gereisa Cheshbon. And you have a tafkid. Everyone has a tafkid. And to go ahead and just change Rabbi Elazar's mazel, kenes nishtan. It can't, it's going to throw off the whole system. So he says, if you want, we could start from the beginning. But to just go ahead and change this, said the Chafetz Chaim, that's what the Eibishter was telling Rabbi Elazar, and that's really the teretz to all the things that we don't understand, or so many of the things that we don't understand. It's because really, our lives are part. It's a small piece of a very, very large puzzle. And unless you have the purview of the entire puzzle, it's impossible for a person to understand individual events that take place. That's the Musr, said the Chafetz Chaim, we have to take out of this Maisa with Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas. Zalk de Gemara. So we go from Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa to Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas to Mo Divrei Agadata. Rabbi Chama bar Chanina. Gazar Tanisa. Rabbi Chama bar Chanina. We return to our regular program, which is Amiram davening for rain. He was Gazar Tanis Leosa Mitra, but it didn't rain. Amrle, they told him, you know, Rabbi Chanina, you can't make it rain. For Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Gaza Tanis of Asa Mitra, you know, Rabbi Shua ben Levi was able to make it rain. Amrle, so he told him, what does that have to do with me? Ha, no, ha, bar Levi. Ich bin Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina, es Rabbi Shua ben Levi. It's very nice, he can make it rain. But what does that have to do with me? Amrle, the Nasi said, you know what? If you want, go call Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Venachav and Daiten, Efshet the Tavit Zibur Libayu. Dasi Mitra, other rabbi. Meaning, Rabbi Shulman Levi has this. Rabbi Shulman Levi, maybe it's going to make a rain. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shulman Levi came, Bon Rachmi, they daven, Vlayasi Mitra. It still didn't rain. Amalahu, Sir Rabbi Chanina said, Nichaluchu Sheyavai Mata Beshvilenu. Do you want maybe for us to try to daven again? And maybe in the schus of my tefillah and Rabbi Shulman Levi's tefillah and the whole Tzibur's tefillah, maybe then it's going to rain? Rabbi Chanina's tefillahs weren't working. Rabbi Shulman Levi, Eichnet, Abba Efshet says Amen. Amr Lehin, yeah, for sure. Amr, he said, Rakia, Rakia, Kasi Panecha. He says, Rakia, I want you to cover your face, so to speak, with clouds. Nothing happened. Amr, Kama Aza Pnei Rakia, Azah Chutzpah, Azah Azus from the Rakia. Oh, when Rabbi Chanina said that, Ichsi, all of a sudden it was covered with clouds, Vasi Mitra, it started to rain. Levi Gaza Tanisa. Levi was also Gaza Tainis. Vlayasa Mitra. It didn't rain. Amr Lefan of Rubbeinu Shalaylam. So Levi tells the Eibishter, Alisa Lamaroy. Alisa v'yashafta b'amar, you went up and you sat b'amar. Meaning, Kadosh Baruch, you're all the way up in the highest of the heavens. Ve'ina tamarachim al banechi, you have no rachmanos on your children. Asa mitra, as soon as he said that, it started rain. Ve'itla. However, Levi got hurt. He became lame. Amar Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Loza said, we learn from here a tremendous mussar, classic. A person should be very careful the way he talks to Hashem. Because it was an Adam Gadol that once spoke in a maybe sharp way to Hashem. And you see, he was hurt. He was injured. Umane, who was that person? Levi. This maaser right here, this is the rest of the story. We know Levi was matiach tvarim klapi milo. When did this happen? This is the Gemara. The Gemara says, is that true? Is that the reason Levi was itla? For Levi, didn't Levi become injured because he was once trying to do Kida? Kida is some form of Hishtachava, and he once did it, and he did that, and he got hurt. And as a result, he was Itla. So which one was it? Was it because he was Hitiach Dvarim Klapi Maila, or did he throw his back out once because of some type of exercise that he was doing? So the Gemara says, Hava Hagarmale. Happened both. What does it mean, Hava Hagarmale? It's like Rashi, it's Bashit. The Chet was Goyrim, the injury. You want to know how the injury happened? He wasn't struck by lightning. It happened because he was demonstrating Kida. And by demonstrating Kida, that's the way he got hurt. But why did he get hurt demonstrating Kida? There must have been a chet. Something must have caused it. Superficially, the chitzonius reason that he got hurt was achvi Kida. The panemius reason, what was happening behind the scenes, the reason he got hurt was because of the fact that it was Hitiach Tvarim Klapi Maila. Rabchia Barlulaini, Shaminu Lahano Anani, the Kamer, he overheard a conversation between two clouds. The clouds were saying as follows, Nesi Venisvi Maya Ba'amunu Mayav. Let's go make it rain in Amunu Mayav. Amalafanav. So Rabchia Barlulaini, clearly he's tapped in, and he turns to the Eibishter and he says, Rabbeinu Shalaylam, when you gave the Torah to Amcha Yisrael, Chazart al Kol Umayis Olam, you went to all the Umayis Olam for Loi Kibluah, and nobody wanted to be Mekabel the Torah. I understand. When it came to the Torah, they didn't want it, we took it. But when it comes to rain, they get it and we don't get it. So the Gemara says, Shadu Hacha, Shadu Shadua Aduchte. He said, we should make it rain, Vekachava. And it rained. Doresh Rav Chiya Bar Lulaini. So we mentioned Rav Chiya Bar Lulaini. So we're going to mention something else to Rav Chiya Bar Lulaini. He said, Maidik Tzibot Shpshan in the Pasuk. We all know the Pasuk. Tzadik Katomar Yifrach Ke'erez Balavonoin Yiske. And Nemar Tomar Lamanemar Tz'erez. And Nemar Erez Lamanemar Tomar. We're talking about the Tzadik. The Tzadik's like a Tomar. He's like a palm tree. He's also like an Erez. He's like a cedar, as in the cedars of Lebanon. So Rav Chiya Bar Lulaini said it's a stira. A palm tree is very different than a cedar. So is the tzaddik a tamar or is he an erez? Is he an erez or is he a tamar? So he explained, Ilu nema tamar lena ma erez. Had the pasuk described the tzaddik like a tamar, not an erez, Yisrael, I would have said, ma tamar in gizay machlev, just like the tamar in gizay machlev. If you cut the tamar, it doesn't regenerate. It's not going to grow again. Av tzaddik chas v'sholem in gizay machlev. You would think the tzaddik's the same way. Lekach nema erez. Erez is gizay machlev. Ilu nema an erez. And the pasuk only described the tzaddik as an erez. V'loy nema tamar. When it said tamar, Yisrael, I would have thought, ma erez ain oisaperes. The erez doesn't have any fruit. Av tzaddik chas v'sholem in oisaperes. So I would think that maybe the tzaddik chas v'sholem is also not oisaperes. Therefore, it says Tamar. Svenemar Erez, and it says Erez, meaning he's like a Tamar, the tzaddik is that he's Oseperez. He's like an Erez in that if you chop him off, he's Gizay Machlev, he's going to come back even stronger. Freak the Gemara, Agav, the Erez Gizay Machlev is an Erez, really Gizay Machlev. Is that true that if you knock off an Erez, it's going to regenerate? But Tanya, to the price. If somebody buys a tree from his friend, Lockwoods, and the reason he bought the tree was to cut it so that he can use the wood now. You can't cut the entire tree, because if you cut the entire tree, it may not grow back. So you have to leave at least the tefach for kaitzes, and then you can cut it. But sadana shikma, if the tree that you bought is a sadana shikma, that's the type of tree it is, shnei tvachim, then you have to leave two tvachim. Bepsulas hashikma, that's a different type of tree, shloish tvachim, you have to leave three tvachim. Bekonim ubekfanim, if you bought reeds or you buy vines, mena pkak ulamailo, you have to do it from the pkak ulamailo, that's another part of the tree. Bitkolim ubearazim, if you buy a dekel, a palm tree, or if you buy an erez, a cedar tree, chayfer lemata umesharish, you can cut it as low as you want. In fact, you can rip the roots out. You know why? Because once you cut the erez, lefisha ein gizay machlev. At that point, it's ein gizay machlev. What's the kasha? We just said that the tzaddik is compared to an erez because the erez is gizay machlev. Here you have a mefurisha halacha. This is a din bava basra daf pei, where it's clear that the erez is ein gizay machlev. So we have a stira. So zok the gemara. What do you have to say?
There's two dinim. There's two different types of arazim. Not all arazim are the same. Kedirabba barhuna. You have to hachmaya skin b'shamini arazim. We're talking about different types of arazim. Like rabba barhuna said, "Amar rabba barhuna sarimini arazim." There's 10 different types of cedars. Shanema etem b'midbar eres shita v'hadas v'goyim. If you look in the pasuk, there's 10 different types that are mentioned. So there's 10 types of arazim. So it's true. There's the eres that's gizay machlif, and there's also the eres that's ain gizay machlif, and it's not a stira because not all arazim are the same. Before we go weiter, just one ha'ara, and this is something that we've mentioned in the past, but it comes from this Gemara, so it's worth very, very quickly acknowledging, and that is the hafla in his panim yafis right in the beginning of Parashas Vayera, where he says the yisoy that the Chasam Sofer repeats in his name throughout his svarim, hafachba vafachba the kulaba, and that is that a person's mission in life is not to make himself as perfect as possible, but rather it's to try to make the people around you as perfect as they can be. And really, the Avodas HaKodesh is sometimes for a person to give up on his own personal aliyah to help people around him. That's the oimekim. Harav doim l'malach Hashem tzvak misivakish toim repiu. If a rav is like the malach and he's willing to be an oimed, a malach is an oimed. If a rav is willing to be an oimed, yivakish toim repiu. Because if the Rebbe is thinking about his own aliyah and he's not so concerned and concentrating on everybody else's aliyah, so if that's the case, you shouldn't learn from him. But regardless, this is the yisoy that the Chasam Sofer says again and again and again, and it comes from that flaw. One of the places that flaw says it is in Panim Yafis, in the beginning of Parashas Vayera. And in the middle of that piece, he teaches that this is Pshat in the Pasuk, Tzadik Katom of Yifrach, Ke'erez Balvanon Yiskin. Chazal say, that why is the Tzadik compared to a Tamar? The Tamar is Oysepeiros, the Tzadik is Oysepeiros. Why is he compared to the Erez? The Erez is Ein Gizay Machlef, so to the Tzadik is Ein Gizay Machlef. And he says, Ayin Tainas Tav Chafei, the Gemara that we just learned. So says the Hafla, that the Pasuk is saying, Tzadik Katom of Yifrach, the objective of the Tzadik is to be like the Tamar. Meaning, the Erez, you think of the cedar trees, the Arezei Halvanoin. So you think of big, strong, powerful trees. The Tamar? Tamar's Isoperes. It's enjoyable to sit underneath. It's the visual is very nice. The Tamar enhances everything around it. The Erez is Stolz. The Tamar is Isoperes. It's Elon, Bamea Varechacha. That's what the Tamar is. So said the Hafla. The Tzaddik's job is to be like the Tamar. And if he's going to be like the Tamar, he's going to give himself up. He's going to compromise on his own aliyah. You know what's going to end up happening? Mitalmida Yosem Mikulam, like the Chasam Sofer always says. He's going to end up being Ke'erez Balvono Yiske. Tzaddik Katamar Yifroch. The Tzaddik should make himself like the Tamar. And if he's going to make himself like the Tamar, he's going to see he's going to lose out nothing. Ke'erez Balvon and Yiska. He's going to end up being the Tamar, and he's going to end up being the Erez, because at the end of the day, when a person gives himself up for Yena, he doesn't lose. In no area of Ruchnias do you lose when you give away. V'nosnu, you give tzedakah, it comes back. It's true in every area of life. In Torah, mitalmida yoyisem mikulon, this is the concept. But either way, tzadik katoma yifrach, you're not going to lose. It's going to be ke'erez bavon and yiske. Zok t'gemar vayta tana rabbon. Mice, there was another story. And this story was b'Rebbe Eliezer, with the great Tana Rebbe Eliezer. Shegaza sholosh esrei tainis al tzibur. He was once geizer, 13 tainis al tzibur. This is mesachtes tainis, it doesn't rain. The Yechidim fast 3 taneisim, and then 13 for the entire tzibur. See, he was guys at 13 taneis for the tzibur, for the yarduk sham, and it didn't rain. Bachreina, at the end, his chidu at tzibur latzeis, the island was leaving. Amalem, he told him, tikantim kvarim latzmechem. He says, did you prepare graves yet? Because you realize, Rebbe Eliezer said, this is not going to have a good ending. So the Gemara says, go kolam bepchi. When they heard Rebbe Eliezer say this, everybody started crying, and there were koilis, and there was such a gerida, for yarduk shamim. And because the island got to such a place of tzad, it was so broken, that's when it started to rain. Shuv Maisa Rebbe Eliezer was another story with Rebbe Eliezer. Shiyara lifnei ateva. He wants to am for the yamin. Va'amar, and he said esrim va'arba brachas. He said 24 brachas v'loy nana, but he wasn't answered. Yar Rabbi Kiva Ach, Rabbi Kiva went afterwards. Va'amro, and he said avinu malkenu ein lanu melech elata. Avinu malkenu lemancha rache malenu v'yarduk shamim. And it started to rain. So Rabbi Eliezer 24 brachas mishaan elavram avinu b'harim eriyah etc. v'loy yarduk shamim. Rabbi Kiva got up. He says two tefillas avinu malkenu ein lanu melech elata. Avinu malkenu lemancha rache malenu. And all of a sudden it started rain. So the Gemara says, have a Mirani Rabbanon. The Rabbanon started being Mirani. They started whispering and they started saying, you know something? I don't know. We always thought Rebbe Eliezer is Dr. Rebbe, the greatest of all Tanaim. I don't know. Miu kol chachmi Yisrael bekaf echad for Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanus bekaf shniyah. He would be machriya. Everybody. It looks like Rabbi Akiva the Talmud is greater. Zokti Gemara. Yotzes of Baskel. The Baskel came out in defense of Rabbi Eliezer again, and the Baskel said, No. Loi mepneishes egadom yizeh. It's not because Rabbi Akiva is greater than Rabbi Eliezer. Elish hazem mavral midoysav. It's because Rabbi Akiva's mavral midoysav. Vezeh enoy mavral midoysav. Whereas Rabbi Eliezer is not mavral midoysav. We once spoke out in epic Shebe epic Chsam Soifer on this Gemara. Metz Hashem, it's going to be a related raid by Tanu Rabbanon. Ad Masa Yiyu Hagshomim Yardim. At what point, if it starts raining, do we say that, you know what, it looks like we could cancel all the Tanesim, everything is fine, this was one big mistake, or Baruch Hashem, Hashem answered our tefillahs, and as a result, we don't have to fast anymore. Meaning, how much rain? So the Gemara says, Kimloi Berech HaMachresha Divi Ramer. So when the plow goes through the field, so it digs a furrow into the ground. If you can fill that up, that's already enough rain. If there's so much rain that you're filling up that little ditch, Chachamim say, it depends. No, b'chareva, if it's dry land, tefach. Once it penetrates a tefach. B'beninis, if it's quasi-dry, tfachayim, two tfachim. Bavuda, if it's a worked out land, shleisha tfachim, then it would have to be three tfachim. Tanya, Reb Shimon Elazar, in the chol tefach melmalo, she'in tohim yoytze lekrasi shleisha tfachim. Interesting. Reb Shimon Elazar said, whenever it rains, so the mayim el yoynim comes down. But the Mayim HaTachtoinim greets the Mayim HaYoyim. So we know when the Eibusha created the world, he was mavdul between the Mayim HaYoyim and the Mayim HaTachtoinim. We saw Machlekes Rav Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, whether rainwater is Mayim HaTachtoinim, Mayim HaYoyim. Rabbi Yeshua says it's Mayim HaYoyim. So the Mayim HaYoyim comes from Shemayim. But the Mayim HaTachtoinim, which is in the Tahoim, that's in the depths of the world, it comes and it greets the Mayim HaYoyim. In fact, Ein Lucha Tefach Milmalo, if one Tefach of rain comes from Lemaila, that means the Tahoim is going to be Yoytze Lekrasai Shloisha Tfachim. Three Tfachim of Tahoim water is going to come greeted. Great, the Gemara, by the time we learn to the Baisa Tfachai, not three Tfachim from the Tahoim, but two Tfachim from the Tahoim, like Kasha, Kamba Avuda, Kan, we learned that it has to rain tfachayim in order for this to happen. So the Gemara says, kam b'avuda, kam b'she'en avuda. If with the land itself was en avuda, so if it's not worked out land, then if it goes in, it penetrates even one tefach, that's a sign that it rained a lot. So that one tefach is really the equivalent of tfachayim of en avuda. The one tefach of en avuda is the equivalent of tefachayim of avuda, and as a result, it reconciles. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar said, "Kishemenaschin as hamayim b'chag." When the Yidden did nisach hamayim on Sukkos in the Beis Hamikdash, toim ayim lechaveri. The tohoim would say to his friend. So what does this mean? Rashi, mayim al yoinu mayim tamatachtoinu. The mayim al yoinu would talk to the mayim atachtoinu. So usually you think of the mayim atachtoinu as the tohoim. In this Gemara, the mayim al yoinu is also referred to as the tohoim. So you have the two tohoims, the tohoimois. You have the mayim al yoinu as a tohoim and the mayim atachtoinu as a tohoim. So Rabbi Elazar said, when the Yidden do nisach mayim, so the tohoim tells his friend, the mayim al yoinu tells the mayim atachtoinu, Abba me mecho. He said, start bringing water because kol shnei reyim anishtoy meya. I hear the sounds of two reyim, of two friends. Who are the two friends? So the two friends are the nisuch hamayim and the nisuch hayayim. Because at the same time they did nisuch hamayim on Sukkos, they also did the nisuch hayayim. Shenemar tohoim el tohoim koyre lekol tzinei rech. So what does this all mean? This is, of course, above our bakery. The Goymer. Omar Rabbi Saladi Chazali Hai Ridya. I saw Ridya. Ridya, Rashi says, is the Malach that's Memuna Alak Shamim. And he looks, Domi Le Iglo, he looks like a calf. Upirsa Sifvase, he has a slit in his lips. Vekaima Ben Taimet Atal Tamil Ila, and he stands in between the Tahim, which is Lamailo, that's the Mayim Al Yoinim, and the Tahim that's Tata, that's the Mayim Atach Tainim. Le Tahima Ila, Oim Ben he turns to the Tahoim that's Ilah and he says, make it rain. The Tahoim that's Lamato, he says, Avu Meimecha, make the rain come up. Shenemar, and how do you know all this? It's a pasuk in Shir Hashirim. It says, Hanitzonim Niru Va'aretz, Eis HaZomri Gia, the Koil Hatar Nishma Baratzenu Ayin Rashi. It's getting late. Who explains what this pasuk means? A drop more Gemara. Hoy Masan of Yarduk Shamim, Koydim and Eitzacham. Ton Rabban, Hoy Masanin, if the Yidim were rained, Yardulam Kshamim, and it started raining, Koydim and Eitzacham, if it started raining before Eitzacham,
Yeshlima, they shouldn't finish the fast. Lachra Netzacham, if it starts raining after Netzacham Yeshlima, then they should finish the fast. Divri Rameir, that's what Rameir says. Rabbi Yudah says, Koidim Chatzois Lo Yeshlimu. If it starts raining before Chatzois, they shouldn't finish the fast. Lachra Chatzois, if it starts raining after Chatzois Yeshlimu, they should finish the fast. Rabbi Yosef says, Koidim Tesh Shois Lo Yeshlimu. If it starts raining before 9 hours into the day, then don't. Lachra Tesh Shois, if it starts raining after Tesh Shois Yeshlimu, then they should. Shekem Matzinu Ba'achav Melech Yisrael. Rabbi Yosef says, how do I know 9 hours is the cutoff? Because you find by Achav Melech Yisrael, she's he once fasted and he got a lot of credit for his fast, and his fast didn't start first thing in the morning. It started from 9 hours into the day. Shenemar haro iso ki nichna achav, and he started fasting 9 hours into the day. You know what you see from here? That 9 hours into the day, that's when it's tachlis. That's when the fast is happening. So said Rabbi Yossi, you started fasting and then it started rain. If you're before 9 hours in the day, fast didn't really start yet. As a result, don't be mashal on the fast. If you're ready 9 hours into the day, that's when you're supposed to start it. So again, we have three shittas. You're fasting in the morning because of something that happened. Now that sorrow went away. You have to finish the fast. So machloikis, meaning, if it stops early enough in the day, then the answer would be no. The question is, what's early enough in the day? Koidim Netzachamu, Koidim Chatzais. Rabbi Yossi says, any time before 9 hours into the day, you can cancel the tainus moving forward. Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya goes to Tanisa. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi's grandson was going to tainus. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi's started to rain. La'acha Netzachamu. But it rained after Netzachamu. So they wanted to be mashal on the fast. Amalei Rabbi, Koidim Chatzais, V'acha Chatzais Shanir. No, we paskin Koidim Chatzais, after Chatzais. I mean that it's still before Chatzais, we can stop the fast. Shmuel HaKotin goes to Tainis. Shmuel HaKotin was once going to Tainis. The Yardolem Kshamim, and it started raining. Koidim HaNetzachama. Before Netz, Kesvurim HaOm Loimar, Shvachah Shal Tziburu. So Rayim was very happy. They said, wow, what a shvach. You see, the Eibishter made it go away. We started fasting, and literally minutes into the fast, the whole thing is gone. Amal Lehem. So Shmuel HaKotin said, no. Em Shalcha Mashal Mod Avodem. I'll explain to you what happened with a Mashal. Levitim HaVakish Prasmi Rabbi, there was an Eved that wanted something from his master. Amar Lohem, so the master said, Tenuloi, give it to Valeshma Koila. I don't want to hear his voice. I mean, I don't want to hear from him. Shmuel Katan was saying that maybe the reason it started raining is because you were about to fast and you were going to daven. They just want to hear your tefillahs. And as a result, that's why it started raining so early. Shuv, there was another story where Shmuel HaKotin goes to Tainis. Shmuel HaKotin was going to Tainis. It started raining. This was just the opposite. Not first thing in the morning, but literally, look at this. We nailed it. We davened, we fasted. And sure enough, at the end of the day, it started raining. So Shmuel said, No. I wouldn't get so excited. I'll explain to you what a mashal. There was an Eved that wanted something from his Rabbi. And he told him, I'll give it to him, but I'm going to give it at the last second. I want him to suffer until the very, very last second. So Shmuel, what is Shvach HaShal Tzibur? I mean, what's an example of where you daven and it's a simon toiv? But if David doesn't answer the tefillah, zikha, not good. If he answers it first thing in the morning, he doesn't want to hear the tefillahs. Last thing, no. So what is good? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you what's good. You get up, you say, Mashav Aruach, Noshav Zika. All of a sudden, you have the gusty winds. Amamayr Dageshem, the Asa Mitra, and it starts to rain. Maisa V'gazru Tainas Balud V'chulo. So the Gemara goes back to the Mishnah, the very, very long Mishnah at the beginning of the parak, and the Mishnah ended with a story. The story was, the Yidim were going to Tainus and Lud. It started raining before Chatzos. Rav Tarfon told him, we can cancel the fast. Go, eat, drink, machiantif. They went home, they ate and they drank. They came back mincha time, and they read Halal. Not the regular Halal, they said Halal Agadol. The Hoydul Hashem Kitoiv, Kili Aylam Chazdei, the 26 Kili Aylam Chazdei that we say Psuki de Zimra on Shabbos Tafening. So the Gemara says, why'd they go home and come back? Why couldn't they just say hello right away? Abai v'Rava, Dami Travayu. So the Gemara says, Abai v'Rava both said. This is one of the cases where Abai and Rava are very much in agreement. They both said, Lafi, the reason is, She'ein Oimrim, Halal, Elo, Al Nefesh, Seveya, Vikeres, Malaya. Because you can't sing Halal on an empty stomach. Ein Adam Shar Shira, Elam. So first you have to eat, you have to feel good, you have to feel satisfied. Now we can sing Hal. Ain't is that true? For Rapapa Iklubek Nishta Dafmi Goiver. Rapapa was once by the Beis HaKnesses of Avi Goiver. The Goza Tainis, and he was Goza Tainis. The Yardolem Ksham, it started raining at Chatzos before Chatzos. The Omer says, okay, perfect, it started raining. We're canceling the Tainis. We're making a Yantif. For Omer, what did he say? Halal. The Achakach, and then afterwards, Achlu Vashasu, they ate and they drank. So why were they able to do it right away? Shani B'nei Mechuzah, the Shchiach B'hu Shechris. So
The Gemara says that happened in Mechuza, and we know throughout Shas the Gemara talks about the Chevra in Mechuza, not always in the most flattering terms. And the Olam in Mechuza, if they would have gone home and they would have broken their fast, they wouldn't have came back maybe for Mincha. They would have already been shikker, and they wouldn't have said Halal. So it's for that reason he said, "Say Halal before you break your fast." Hadrin Aloch say their tiny oiselos as it relates to the raid, just two ha'aras, going back to the beginning of the daf, and that is Reb Chanina ben Doisa. So the first is just to clarify a little bit the story of Reb Chanina ben Doisa, but really more so, it I think sheds light on the entire third parak of Masechtas Tainis. So the Gemara told a story about Reb Chanina ben Doisa's daughter. It was Erev Shabbos, and she was very, very sad. And Reb Chanina ben Doisa sees his daughter, she's so sad, and says, "Amay atzivas? Why do you look this way?" Amr Leisa, she told him, "Kli shal choymetz nischalafli b'kli shal shemen." Said, "I had a kli that had vinegar in it, and I had another jug that had oil in it. V'hidlakti mimenu arlo Shabbos. My mistake, I took the choymetz and I poured it into the candles. And that's what's burning right now. The problem is, choymetz doesn't burn. So because choymetz doesn't burn, I'm going to end up without my Shabbos candles. I feel very, very bad." Amr Allah, Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa, "This is a reason to be sad? Ma yichbus lach? Why does this even faze you? Misha amr l'shem v'yidlike, the same Eibishter that causes oil to burn can cause chaimetz to burn." The Gemara says, "Tana abraisa hayadolik v'hoyle kolayim kul." It's exactly what happened. Actually, Yumi men are Avdala. When it came time for Avdala to make the Bayer Mari Eish, they were able to still use this fire that was burning not oil, but rather it was burning chaimetz. It was burning vinegar. I once heard b'shem Svar Makdoshim. That what's the pshat that you find tzaddikim are able to make moifsim, right? Certain tzaddikim, befrat, and the gemaras that we learned, and befrat in the gemaras we learned, you see Reb Chanina ben Doisa. And what does this mean? How is it possible for them to be able to make these moifsim? So he said that the inyan is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Bayri Umanig L'chol HaBirun V'hu L'vaday Asa V'Oisa V'yasa L'chol HaMasim. It's the first of the Animams. Every Yid believes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls everything. L'maisa, when you wake up in the morning and you look outside, you don't see the Eibishter. What do you see? You see Teva. That's what you see. So what's the pshat? If the Eibishter is really running the world, so how come you don't instinctively see HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Why isn't that what you see as nature? It's because the Eibishter put us in this world to have free will. And if you would wake up in the morning and you would see clearly that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bayri Umanig L'chala Beruim, we wouldn't have any free will. And if you would have no free will, there'd be no point in going through this whole exercise that's known as Olam Hazeh. The whole idea of Olam Hazeh is Hayom L'Asoisam, for us to be torn in between good and bad, U'Bacharta B'Chayim. But the point is that really, the Pnimius, of course, this is the first of the 13 principles of faith. Everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Narvas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Teva, and that is the levush, it's the malbush, it's what covers everything around. As a result, we have free will, and we're not necessarily able to recognize that everything is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'mila macherim, teva is the disguise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is disguising himself with teva. So here's the point. A disguise, a mask, only makes sense if you don't know who's behind the disguise. But if you know who's behind the disguise, then the disguise is a chuk of a tlula. It makes absolutely no sense. Imagine you walking into somebody's house and this person wants you not to know who he is. So he puts on a mask. Okay, it makes sense. If you know who the person is and he's wearing a mask, then he's a shaita. It makes no sense. It has no pshat. It has absolutely no havana. A disguise is something that you would wear if you're trying to disguise yourself. But the moment your cover is blown, the moment you know who's behind the disguise, there's no pshat in the world in having the disguise. Teva is the mask of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the disguise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As long as we don't know who is behind the disguise, or we know, but there's levels of emunah. To the point that the disguise is working, it's accomplishing something. If you wake up in the morning and you look outside and you see Teva, that means on some level, the disguise is serving a purpose. Well, then the disguise is going to be there. And now you get the disguise to go away. When kaviyachol, you blow the cover. When you go and you tell the Eibishter, "Ich fashtei shem v'stutzachda," I know what's going on. Animamim b'emunah shalema.
If you can internalize that on the deepest of levels, to the point where there is no purpose in the disguise, and then there's no disguise. Reb Chanina ben Doisa came to a point where he understood Misha Amar L'Shemen V'Yidlaik Hu Yoimar L'Chaimetz V'Yidlaik. There was no difference between Shemen and Chaimetz. If there's no difference between Shemen and Chaimetz, so then there's taka no difference between Shemen and Chaimetz. So the Abish said, you're right, boom, you blew my cover, and a chinami, let the Chaimetz light. There's no difference between Chaimetz and there's no difference between Shemen. When a person can come to that hakara of Misha Amar L'Shemen V'Yidlaik, he chaps the Shemen, it's not just Shemen, it's not Teva, it's Misha Amar L'Shemen V'Yidlaik, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's making the Shemen. He understands 100% that there's no such thing as Teva. At that point, there's no Inyan anymore, and that's the Soid that you find by the Tzadikim, that they were able to make. It's not Moifsim, yeah, there's that also, there's Koichat Tfilo, Chayni Amagel, right, there's different Bechinas, of course, this is not a, but at the same time, there's a tremendous Yesoid, and that's the Yesoid of the Gemara. The Gemara of Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa, Misha that is the secret. When a person can come to that akara 100%, but 100% means that it's to the point where if he would see a miracle, he wouldn't even be fazed, right? It wouldn't even be a spell. Yeah, of course. What do you mean? It's a miracle. It's a miracle. Misha Amal Hashem V'Yidlik, Hu Yoyim Al Chaimetz V'Yidlik. Right? It was so matter of fact. Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa says, why? This woman, this neighbor walks in, this not nice lady, immediately she goes to take out the pitchfork, Rashi says, the Esser. Right? Why? Because she knows she was Melumet Ben Nisim. When you're Melumet Ben Nisim, and in your world, there's no difference between Shemen and Chaimetz, now it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. That's when it actually starts playing itself out. Either way, just a little bit of an insight. Was kumt arayis from that? These epic words of Misha Amal Hashem V'Yidlik, Hu Yoyim Al Chaimetz V'Yidlik, in terms of understanding, really the third parak of Masechtas Tainus, that's the first star. The second R is going back to the beginning of the daf. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, the opening line. Bechol yoyim v'yoyim baskel yoytzes v'yimers. Every single day there's a baskel that says, Kol ha'olam kuloi nizayim b'shvil Chanina b'ni. The entire world is sustained because of Chanina b'ni. Rav Chanina ben Doisa. V'chanina b'ni dayoy b'kav cheruvim me'erev Shabbos le'erev Shabbos. Rav Chaim V'lozhin, in Ruach Chaim, that's his sefer that he wrote on Pirkei Avos, it's Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel. So he says, Yesoidei HaYesoides, based on this Mishnah. But Toichin Dvarov is that it says in the Torah, Im Bechukoisai Teilechu, V'nosati Geshmeichem Be'itam. We say in Kriya Shema, V'hoyim Shemaya Tishmael Mitzvoisei Asher Anoichi Mitzah Ve'eschem Ayoyim V'notzati Mitar Arzachem Be'itoy Yoyreu Malkosh V'osavta Digonecho V'siroishcho V'yitzarecho. Says Reb Chaim V'lozhina, yet we find that there are a lot of tzaddikim that they do everything right. Shetiu Amelim Batoiro, and they're Mekayim all 48 Pshatim of the Arachayim in Bechukosai Teilecho, and they do everything that they're supposed to do. Lahavas Hashem Alekeichem V'chol Levavchem V'chol Navshechem. And yet they struggle mightily. And you don't see that the pasuk of Vinosati Mitar Artsachem Beita Yoiru Malkosh, you don't see Vyosafta de Ganecha Vasiroichchev Yitzarach. So, how's it possible? It says in the Torah that this is the way it's supposed to be. Right? So, what's the standard response? And a chanami. There's a concept of tzaddik v'raloi. And it's true, it says in the Torah, this is the way it's supposed to be. But sometimes there's chishbonus. But says Reb Chaim V'lozhin, that can't be the pshat. Because it says in the Torah, im b'chukoisai teilecho v'nasati gishmeichem be'itam. Azoi shteit in Torah, v'hoyim shumaya tishmael mitzvoisai, v'nasati mitar arzachem be'ita, yoyre u'malkosh, v'osavta d'ganech v'sroich v'tzarechem. Which in English means parnasa. So it's mefurish that way in the Torah. So how is it possible? Oh, there's a cheshbin, tzaddik v'raloi, we don't really know. It doesn't mean in this world, it means in the next world. What do you mean? It's psukim in the Torah. It has to mean this world. Shtark Akasha. Said Reb Chaim V'lozhina. The Teretz is licked in a Gemara in Masechtas Tainus Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis, which is also a Gemara in Masechtas Brachas Daf Yud Zayin. Kol ha'olam nizim b'shvil Chanina b'ni. Kol ha'olam nizim b'shvil Chanina b'ni. Reb Chanina ben Doisa was a tzaddik. Reb Chanina ben Doisa was mekayim the pasuk of im b'chukosai teilechu. Reb Chanina ben Doisa was mekayim the pasuk of la'ahavas Hashem Elokeichem u'la'avdei b'chol avavchem u'v'chol nafshechem. And because of that, it was Niskayim, what the Pasuk says, V'nosati Geshmeichem V'itam, V'nosati Mitar Artzachem V'ita Yeru Malkish V'asavta D'ganecha V'siroishcha V'itzarecha. It had to be that way. But here's the punchline. Says Reb Chaim V'lozhin, It says Rav Chaim Volozhin, it doesn't say anywhere that the tzaddik that does the mitzvah, the tzaddik that's mekayim lahavas Hashem alekeichem lovdu b'chol levavuchol nafshachem, he necessarily has to be the beneficiary of all that hashpa. Doesn't have to be that way. It doesn't have to be that way. Rav Chanina ben Doisa took it upon himself that he was going to live a world of midas adin. It's before Shin the Gemara. You see, Rav Chanina ben Doisa, if he wanted, he could have had whatever he wanted. He didn't want. In fact, they gave him the leg of the table and he returned it. It was a tremendous nes, gadol nes ha'achron, yosef and arishon. But this was a Kabbalah that he made. The Pshat is probably based on the Marsha that we spoke out last week, where the Marsha says that tzaddikim, the makabal al atzma, right, they take upon themselves midas adin, all of machshava to create the world by midas adin. But there's a concept that a tzaddik sometimes takes upon himself a life of midas adin. But at the same time, even if he's taking that upon himself, what happens to his Torah? What about his shetiyu amelam b'Torah? The Torah says when a tzaddik ishmeichem b'itam, says Reb Chaim Volozhin, the teretz is kol la'olam nizim b'shvil chanina b'ni. Doesn't go to waste. Every mitzvah, every maisim toivim that a person does creates hashpois of an tzaddik ishmeichem b'itam. It creates hashpois of yosafto d'ganecha v'siroich chavitz. But not always is the person whose maisim toivim are bringing those hashpois going to be the beneficiary of those hashpois toivis. And that's the esoy that Reb Chaim Volozhin says in Ruach Chaim in the first parak, Mishnah Gimel, that we take out of this gemara of kol olam nizim b'shvil chanina b'ni. But he says, if you think about it, Reb Chanina ben Doisa was the biggest bal chesi, was the biggest bal tztoki, was the biggest askin in the whole dar. The Baskel said, "Kol oylem nizim b'shvil chanina b'ni." And sometimes a yid with his Torah and his tefillah and his ma'isim toivim, even if he himself is not necessarily benefiting from it, but at the same time, it's not going to waste, and somebody is benefiting from it. Al derech this inyan of kol oylem nizim b'shvil chanina b'ni. There's a concept. It's a yisoid of kol oylem nizim b'shvil chanina b'ni. Chanina Medaisa is the paradigm. That's what the Baskel said. But like we spoke out in the daf, Rabbi Yaakov Emden says different dairies had different tzaddikim. That this was true for, but kol oylem nizin b'shvil chanina b'ni means that the tzaddik creates hashpois. Reb Chanina ben Doisa, you're right. And Reb Chanina, he himself wasn't the beneficiary. He wasn't the beneficiary of that hashpa. Says Reb Chaim Volozhin in this piece, he explains a whole bunch of gemaras. You have to see it inside. But he goes through so many different things. One of the things that Reb Chaim Volozhin says is that the gemara says in Masechtis Chagiga daf tezvav amid aleph shal acher es rameir acher. As in Rameir's Rebbe Acher. He once asked Rameir, La'acha sheyotza l'tar b'sro, after he had already gone to Tar b'sro. Amalei told him, Aydechsev, what's pshat in the pasuk that says, Gam ezel u'maze oso elokim. So he told him back, Kol ma shebara kodesh baruch hu baruch kinegdai, baruch harim, baruch gvois, baruch yamim, baruch naharis. Amalei. So Acher told Rameir, Rabbi Akiva rabach loy amarkach. I'll tell you what I heard from your Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva. Baruch tzadikim, baruch rishon. Kodesh baruch hu created tzadikim, created rishon. Baruch gan eden, baruch gehenim. Chazal Baruch created Gan Eden and it created Gehenim. Kol echad ve'echad yeshnoi shtei chalakim. Every single person has two chalakim. Echad be Gan Eden, ve'echad be Gehenim. Zocha tzaddik, the tzaddik is zoicha, not al chelko, he takes his chelik, the chelik chaver be Gan Eden. The tzaddik gets the Rasha's chelik in Gan Eden. Neschayev Rasha, not al chelko, the chelik chaver be Gehenim. And the Rasha ends up getting the tzaddik's chelik of Gehenim. Every single person is born with a chelik in Gan Eden, chelik in Gehenim. Kol Yisrael Yeshlam chelik loylam haba. Kol Yisrael Yeshlam chelik in the Sitra Achra also. Every person's born this way. The tzaddik gets Gan Eden, and he doesn't get his Gehenim. So what happens to his Gehenim? The Rosh takes it. The Rosh gets Gehenim, he doesn't get Gan Eden. So what happens to his Gan Eden? The tzaddik takes it. Says Reb Chaim Volozhin, how does the tzaddik have a gerecht? What schus does he have to take away the Gan Eden of the Rosh? Who gave him a right to take it? You have a right to take it. I'm Moitzim Mechaveri, all of a raya. You have a right to go ahead and take my Gan Eden. Sok Reb Chaim Volozhin. You know why? Because Kol Oilam Nizim B'Shvil Chanina B'ni. The Rosh lived his life and he had all his Ashpoyis Toivois. He was the Rosh of a Toivloi. Where did he come to be a Rosh of a Toivloi? Valsado at Sadik Reb Chanina Ben Doisai, who's Dayu Bekav Chruvim Me'erev Shabbos, Le'erev Shabbos. And in that Schus, the Schus of that Sadik, this Rosh has whatever he wants on this world. Now it's payback time. You took all my Ashpoyis Toivois, I'm going to take you Gan Eden. And says Reb Chaim Volozhin, that's where he has the schus to go ahead and take his Gan Eden. It's because at the end of the day, on some level, there's a quid pro quo. But this is all in Reb Chaim Volozhin in Ruach Chaim. That flaw
in Mesechtes Ksubis, Daf Ayin Hey. So he talks about this Indian as well. And he says a Dover Nifla. He says such a beautiful Haysafa, Kedarke Bakoidesh. He says, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, there were Asara Doris, there were 10 generations from Noach until Avram Avinu. It's a Mishnah in Avos, Perikei, Mishnah Beis. Asara Doris, me Noach vad Avram. Lohidia kama erech apayim lefonam, shekola Doris hayim achis and Rubam. All these generations were doing bad things. Ad shabba Avram Avinu, vekibel schar kulam. Until Avram Avinu came, and he was mekabel schar kulam. So it's a little unclear. The Mishnah sasum, right? 10 generations from Noach until Avram Avinu came, and he was noitel schar kulam. He took the reward of all these different generations. It's not clear what exactly that means. Says Rabbeinu Avadya Bar Tanura, and it's mavur that way in Rabbeinu Yoinis Pirush Anavis as well. He says, what happened was, these generations were very, very bad. And really, by the time Avram Avinu came, all these generations should have been wiped out. Just like what happened, Asara Doris Mei Adam Vad Noach. What happened? The marble came. There should have been another marble. And really, it should have been wiped out. Narvas, but Avram Avinu was such a tzaddik. They were all saved in his chus. That's how the Rav Bar Tanura teaches the Mishnah. Just like there were 10 Doris from Adam Rishon until Noach. And what did they do? They did the same thing those 10 generations did. They did a lot of averus. What happened to the first 10 Doiris wiped off the face of the earth? A whole reboot after the Doira Mabel. Really, it should have happened since Sveitin Mal. But Avram Avinu came. Achabah Avram Avinu, the Kibel Schar Kulam. He was able to be Makabel the Schar for everybody. Avram Avinu was able to make it work for everybody else. So says the Hafla. What was this koyach that Avram Avinu had that he was able to somehow save the entire world? Literally, there would have been another Mabel. But he saved him. It happened al derech de Gemara. Kol ha'olam nizem b'shvil chanina b'ni. There's a concept that a tzaddik, through his imbuchukosai teilechu, through his v'hoyim shemaya tishmu, he's able to bring tremendous hashpa. So much hashpa that he's going to be able to save the entire world. Everyone in the world is going to be able to be saved. And the truth is, says the Hafla, that the tzaddik himself doesn't really lose when this happens. And he teaches up, that's the Chanina Bani Dayoy Bekav Chruv and Meir of Shabbos, Leir of Shabbos. The Chanina Bani, he was comfortable. He was fine with it. Meaning he didn't need more than Kav Chruv and Meir of Shabbos, Leir of Shabbos. And as a result, he wasn't really losing out. And he says Avram Avinu was on the same derech. He wasn't really losing out either. So really, everyone's benefiting from the tzaddik. And the tzaddik doesn't lose because the tzaddik doesn't care. It's gewaldik. He's being mashpia, hashpoyis, toivus on the whole world. So here's the punchline. Says Dafla, there was one group of people that Avram Avinu wasn't able to save. Who was that? I think in light of this Rabbeinu Avadya Bar Tanura, that Avram Avinu was matzel everybody. He's matzel literally an entire generation. Who couldn't he save? He couldn't save Stoim. Stoim is the one city that gets wiped out during Avram Avinu's lifetime. Here Avram Avinu saved the whole world from destruction, and we have a snippet of one city that this city is trying to save, and he couldn't pull it off. Stoim got completely wiped out. He tried very, very hard, but he wasn't able to save them. He said, what's the pshat? He says, because the mahaluch, the koyach that the tzaddik has to save, is the koyach of kol ha'olam nizon b'shvil chanina b'ni, v'chanina b'ni dayoy b'kav chruven. It's a geder, he said, of zen nene v'zeh loy chaser. Zen nene, kol ha'olam nizon b'shvil chanina b'ni. It's everyone's having hana from Chanina. Oh, but Chanina is not losing because Chanina b'ni daya b'kav chruvim. The gather of how this works is because the tzaddik's comfortable with it. The tzaddik was mekabel alatzmai midas adin, and he's happy taking all the hashpois that come from his Torah and let it go and let it work for the world. Like this, he himself's not going to get from it. He's okay with that. But it works with the gather of zen nehenev zeh loichasa. The Ebishu wouldn't take it away from the tzaddik. If Rav Chanina ben Doisa wanted it, he would have had it. By the way, what happened to Rav Chanina ben Doisa? Remember the Gemara? So the Gemara says he took this leg of a table, and then he had a dream. And in the dream, his table had two legs, not three. Said Rav Chaim Velazhin, what's the oimek? He says, because the world stands on three amudim. Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim. What they were showing Rav Chanina ben Doisa was, if you want it for yourself, that's fine. But just realize, if you're taking it for yourself, you're not going to be giving it anymore to other people. And if you're not giving it to other people, you're going to be losing out on the Amud HaChesed. But the whole concept is that the tzaddik's okay with that. This was a decision that he made. He said, Zen Nene, it's fine. Vezel Loi Chaser. And it's loy chaser because he's dayer bekav chruvim. He's perfectly happy going through life this way. This is a kabbalah that he made. He's okay with that. So said the hafla. We know throughout Shas the Gemara says koifen al midas sedayim. What's midas sedayim in Shas? When you learn bava kama and bava basra, what does it mean koifen al midas sedayim? Zen nene vezel loy chaser. Ordinarily, if someone's a zen nene vezel loy chaser, it's fine. Aber, there's an Indian of Kaifan Amidah Sadaim and Kaifan Amidah Sadaim. Sadaim, in one word, they were not okay with Zen Nenevez Alei Chaser. Meaning, usually a person says, if I'm Lei Chaser, what do I care? Aber Sadaim's Midah was that they were not okay with Zen Nenevez Alei Chaser. Says Daflo, Sadaim wasn't okay with Zen Nenevez Alei Chaser. Savram Avinu's Midah of Zen Nenevez Alei Chaser, where I'm Daya Bekav Chruven, but at the same time, go ahead and be Mashpia for everybody else, that wasn't going to work for them. Because they were Poigim in the Indian of Zen Nenevez. And that's why this concept of Kol Oilam Nizam Shulchanina V'Chanina B'ni Dayoy wasn't going to work for them because they were poigim in this inyan of Zenan of Ezel Chaser. Just to end with one more Vard from a Halakha Sefer, and that is from the Oilas Ephraim. So I saw the Oilas Ephraim talks about this inyan of Kol Oilam Nizam Shulchanina B'ni. He says one beautiful taich. He says that the Gemara says Talmud Chacham Shemes HaKol Kroivav. A Talmud Chacham that dies, everybody is his karev. Meaning everyone's supposed to mourn the death of a Talmud Chacham. Talmud Chacham Shemes HaKol Kroivav. So he says, Yesh Shloima, that it's merumas in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says in the beginning of Parashas Emor, Vayomer Hashem El Moshe, Emor El HaKoyhanim B'nei Aharon, V'yomarto Aleim L'nefesh Lo Yitame B'amav. A Koyin is not allowed to be Matama. Ki im L'She'eroi HaKoroi Velov. However, L'She'eroi, that means his wife, HaKoroi Velov, he's allowed to be Matama. L'Imoi Ula Aviv Vilabnoi Ulavitoi Ula Achiv Vilachoise Absula Kroivelov Ashley Hoisel Ish Lo Yatama. That's what the coin's allowed to be Matamatu. Says the Ilus Ephraim, the Hilga Kleyakar, he said, Yesh Loimar, Ki im L'She'eir Yakorovelov. She'er is a remnant to the Talmud Chacham. What does it have to do with the Talmud Chacham? Because the Gemara says, Kol Oilam Nizim Bishvil Chanina B'ni. The Talmud Chacham brings hashpa of mezoinos, of parnasa into the world. When you learn Masechtas Kedushin, a husband has to give his wife three things. She'er, Kisus, Va'oina. What is She'er? She'er is parnasa. Says the Oilas Ephraim, L'nefesh lo yitama la'amav. A koyin is not let him imatama. Ki im l'she'eroi, obetzu she'eroi. To the person that gives him ashpois of parnasa. Who is that? That's the tzaddik. That's the Talmud Chacham Shemes. The one that gives him his mezoinos. His she'er ksus va'oina. Ki im l'she'eroi yakarav eilav. L'imay la'avid l'bnoi l'vito la'avchim u'lachoysai. That's who you're allowed to be matama to. So this is a remez to what the Gemara says in my kandav chof hey. That Talmud Chacham Shemes hakol kroivav. What does it mean that there's a chiv to be mesabel? What's the remez to that? Everything is merumas in the Torah. Where's this inyan merumas in the Torah? Emar ala kihanim lenefesh lo yitame ba'amav kiim l'she'er ha'korav eilav. She'er ha'korav eilav. That's kol ha'olam nizim b'shul chanina b'ni. And he says it's beautiful that the Pasuk mentions first she'er ha'korav, first the Talmud Chacham, and then it says li'imay ula aviv. And he says that's also based on the Gemara bava metziah daf lamed gimel, where the Gemara says avedas aviv. Avedas Rabbi Kodemes. So Avedas Rabbi always comes before Avedas Aviv. And in this case, where it's Mamish Avedas Aviv and Avedas Rabbi, he lost his father, he lost his Rebbe. First it's Kiyim L'She'eroi Yakarevelov. First it's L'She'eroi, it's to the Tzaddik. And why is the Tzaddik called She'eroi? Because Miloshin She'er Ksus Va'ina Al Derech Kol Olam Nizam Bishvil Chanina B'nei.